And thinking again of when you were on the farm and you were growing your corn and your cotton and things, what would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I'd say a couple of bushel.
Couple bushel. And what would you call the amount of wood that you can carry at one time?
Wood? Mm-hmm. That we clear up for the winter service, that is to last out through the, well, you'd get a couple of cords.
Okay. And then, okay, you've got your cords of wood, and when you're taking, you're just going to take a little bit in at a time. So would you, what would you call the thing, okay, I'm carrying it like this, what would you say I had?
Armload.
An armload of wood? Okay. Well now, every once in a while, we're back to the modern days, we've got electricity again. Every once in a while, that light's going to turn off, and even if you turn the switch on, it's not going to turn on because inside...
The bulb is blown, burned out.
Is blown. And what would you call the bulb? It's a...
Light bulb.
Light bulb. Now, when you carry clothes, we're switching topics again, but now we're talking about clothes and laundry once again. And when you're carrying them out to hang them up on a line, you might carry them out in a clothes...
Closet?
No, you're carrying them out to the line. You're just
carrying clothes.
Mm-hmm. And like when you get your laundry back, it comes back in that wicker thing. What do you call that?
Well...
Remember, and it's got the towel, I mean the sheet over it. Don't you do it that way still?
Well, how my laundry, we have a special bag that Mother makes that we put it in every week, and I carry that down there. Of course, now when that comes back, the laundry's not put in there. She usually spreads it over top. But I have a big paper box. She folds and irons and folds and puts it in there, and then covers it with that, and I bring it back in that paper box.
Did you ever put it in something that was wicker, though? Or what would you call? Okay, like in the wedding, did you see the wedding pictures with all the bridesmaids and they're carrying flowers? What would you call the thing they're holding? Or you have a flower girl and she's reaching in and she's throwing the flowers all over the place. But she's carrying a flower.
I don't know what you would call them unless you were in a vase of some kind.
Okay. And do you have a special container that you'd say the nails in your workshop come in?
The what?
Okay, when you're working in your workshop, is there a special container that the nails come in?
No. You usually go to the hardware store and buy so many pounds of them, and they just put them in a paper sack for you, and that.
If you were
a contractor or that, they usually come in a wooden box. But you'll have from 50 to 100 pounds. Well, just unless you're a contractor, or either in the wholesale business or to selling them, to resell them, you wouldn't want that many. Just like if I went down, I wouldn't want over a pound of certain size nails, and they'd put them in a paper bag.
But if you were a contractor and they put them in something that was like a barrel but smaller or in that box, would you have a special name for that box of nails?
No.
Call it a box of nails?
Just a box or keg of nails.
Keg of nails. You're great. But what runs around, you know, when we were talking about the barrel before, what would you call these things?